Okay, we stand today with only a number of hours left to Tavshin Samach Zayin. We're really counting down, only a couple of days until we get to Wednesday night when we stand on the Yom HaDin. And we just finished reading the seven Haftorahs of Shiva Dinachemta, the seven Haftorahs between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. And this Shabbos, the day after Rosh Hashanah, we read Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, where Hoshea tells us it's Shabbos Shuvah, and it's time to make sure we get in the mood. So tonight we're going to discuss a little bit, in general terms, the concept of Shuvah, what it means to us, what it means from Hashem's point of view, and what it means from our point of view, what kind of opportunity it represents for us, and what kind of responsibility, because of its opportunity, and how we could put it into our lives and appreciate its gift. And then hopefully each of us knows the ways in which we have to improve and bring ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And hopefully through the words of Chazal, which we studied together, it could hit home and we could really turn our faces in the right direction. Just start with a story. I might have mentioned this before a number of years ago. It has to do with Tfilas Kalim, which actually is a series that I'm going to give to the women after Yantif. But there was a story about 5 or 6 years ago. I was giving shiur in yeshiva, and the topic of Tfilas Kalim came up, the toveling your dishes. And it was a Thursday, I remember, and it just came up, and I explained what it was, and most of the guys knew what it was, and we didn't get into so many of the details. And that Monday morning, a Talmud of mine came in. He says, "Rebbe, you're not going to believe where I was on Friday morning." I said, "Where were you?" And this is a boy who's from a regular, Orthodox family living in a tri-state community, one of the large, not our community, but one of the tri-state communities. And he says, "Well, I went home and I told my mother about Tfilas Kalim." And she says, "I never heard of such a thing. Is it one of these newfangled chumras that the young rabbis are coming up with?" So he says, "I don't know, call Rabbi so-and-so." So he called the rabbi of the shul, and the rabbi said, "It's in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not a stringency, it's a halacha, and it's something that we do." So that Friday morning, he and his mother took their entire kitchen to the mikvah and toveled everything that needed to be toveled, which again, without getting into details. So he came into me, he says, "That's where I was." This is a story that really highlights somebody who is ready to learn something and is ready to grow and is ready to change. You know, many times we have the attitude when we hear something like that, "My mother didn't do it, my grandmother, this is who I am, this is who I am, and this is where I am in life, and I don't need to have so many changes and have so many improvements. I'm on autopilot." But that story inspired me in thinking, there are people out there that really are interested in, when they hear something new, when they hear something fresh, they want to put it into their lives, and they want to make use of all the information that they hear. So let's try in our own way, as we analyze the topic of tshuva, which is the topic of this time of year, to see how it can inspire us and how we can appreciate halacha and improve our lives as well. Okay, so the shiur will be really two halves, as you see the title. The first half will be God's gift, and the second half will be man or mankind's responsibility. It could have been woman's responsibility, but mankind's responsibility. What Hashem does. Start with the Gemara in Psachim in source number 2. The Gemara says, and again I'll be translating everything, Shiva Dvarim Nivru Kodem Shenivru Ha'olam. There were seven things that were created before the world was created. Seven things existed before the world. Ve'elu Hain, and these are them. Torah, Tshuva, repentance, Gan Eden, Gehenim, Kisei HaKavod, God's throne, Ubeis HaMigdash, the Beis HaMigdash in Shamayim, Ushmo Shel Mashiach, and the name of Mashiach. Again, each one of these could requires elaboration. We're not going to focus on all of them, but we're going to pick number 2, Tshuva. Tshuva is something, says the Gemara, that was created before the world. What does that mean, that it was created before the world? What's the message for us? Rav Soloveitchik explains in the next source that tells me that really tshuva doesn't make sense. Tshuva defies logic. If you think about it, tshuva shouldn't exist. Anu, source number 3. Anu ha-Yehudim ha-Yinu ha-Rishonim sha'amru. We Jews will be the first to say, Sheba'olam ha-Fizi i'efshar levatel me'ikaru ma'shenase ba'avar. You can't take away what was done. What was done was done. Ela ma'shenase asui. It's done. You can't change it. You did something. You could say I'm sorry to something. You could wish something didn't occur. But once something occurs, it's occurred. Chok hasibtiyot shel hasiba umisovev, the cause and effect that is part of our actions in life. Hatavua beteva moneazos dachalutin. Right, cause and effect. It prevents us from being able to take away what happened. Right, Zeshamar Koheles. This is what Koheles, what Shlomo HaMelech says. Im yimalu ha'avim geshem. If the sky fills with rain clouds, al ha'aretz yariku. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. If there exists a mitzias, a reality, you can't change that. V'im yipol eitz b'darom v'im b'tzafon makam shiyipol eitz sham yihu. This law is called gravity. This law is called, something happens. Klomar, yi'efshel l'chalutin l'klo avim. You can't have rain clouds without rain. You can't change something that is. That's what we believe in the physical realm. When something exists, you can't change it. But, says Rav Soloveitchik in the next column, v'ulam b'merchavei olamo haruchani, v'hanafshi shel ha'adam, when it comes to the spiritual side of man, b'dvarim she'beino ulmakom, between him and God, yitkenu shinuyim ba'avar. God has created something which does not make sense. We are able to wipe out the past. We are able to tell Hashem, I know I've wanted to change this. I know this behavior is not really what I really want to do, what I want to be involved in. But we think, how could God look at us and we stand on Rosh Hashanah and we know what we did this year and we know something that we're upset about and something that we said and something... Says Tshuva, that's possible. Bu'ulam zeh yachol ha'adam l'shanos ma'isim shenasu l'fnei zman rav. You could change everything that was. V'la'afoch averos l'mitzvos. Our averos should be changed to mitzvos. Minhag psulim, negative actions l'kochos constructivium. Everything could become constructive and positive. That's the message that Shuba was created before the world. It's not based on this world's logic. It's not based on something that makes sense. If somebody wrongs us and insults us, so they say, I'm sorry. The relationship is never the same. Relationship is affected. Somebody wronged us and we forgive them or we try to make amends. But there will always be in the back of my mind the effect of what was. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created tshuva, which from his point of view, it's as if it never happened. It's as if it never happened. Wiped out totally. We are on a new slate. Once we want to repent, once we accept upon ourselves to do better, that's what Shuva is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a gift that's not based on this world logic, is just a creation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maharal Miprag, in source number 4, quotes a Medrash, which also illustrates this point of Shuva, again, not being from this world. The Medrash says, again, a metaphoric discussion, not a literal discussion. Sha'alu l'chachma chote ma'oncho. It was asked to wisdom. Obviously, wisdom isn't a being, but it was, from wisdom's point of view. What should happen to a sinner? What should happen to somebody who does something wrong? Amra chatam tirdofra. Right? So he says, wickedness, sinners, tirdofra. Wickedness will run after them, meaning, that's it, they have to be punished. Shalu l'nevua chotam ha'onsho. They ask prophecy. What should happen to a sinner? Amra hanefesh achote sitamos. Again, you sin, you have to pay the consequences. Sha'alu l'Torah chote ma'oncho. They ask Torah, what should be, they ask, if you look at the laws of the Torah, what should be the consequence of certain actions? Amra yavi asham yischaber. You have to bring a karbon. Still, you have to do something. Sha'alu l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But finally, they ask Hashem, chote ma'oncho, what should happen to a sinner? Omar yaseh tshuva v'yischaber. Do tshuva. Only Hashem has the answer. Based on chachma, nevua, Torah, based on anything else in the world, it doesn't make sense. And nobody else could come up with this idea. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can. Look where it's underlined. B'medrash hazeh bala va'er. What is the medrash teaching me, says the Maharal? Ki im sho ha'emes, even though in truth, shemitzah ha'seichel, ein ro'i sheyiyah l'chote tshuva. Really, if we think about it, tshuva shouldn't make sense. Well, we do the same things every year. Mikal makom yesh la'adam tshuva va'afi kinifle subeinenu. Even though we don't understand it, even though it's beyond us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I accept your tshuva. Even the angels cannot understand tshuva. I'll give you an amazing story. Let's read it together from a Talmud Yerushalmi. We'll skip source number 5 for now. Let's go to source number 6. Talmud Yerushalmi in Maseches Sanhedrin. Yerushalmi there is discussing one of the most wicked kings in our history, Menashe. Menashe HaMelech, one of the kings and the descendants of David HaMelech. He put idols in the Beis HaMikdash. He tried to obliterate Torah as much as he could. And towards the end of his life, he realizes things are coming to an end. And things are not going just right for his kingdom. So we pick up the story on where it's underlined on line 4 in source number 6. Kiven Shara'ash et Saraso Tzara. When Menashe saw that the end was near, Lo hiniach avodah zara ba'olam shelo hizkira. He davened to every avodah zara in the world. Everyone he tried. He tried this god and this Greek god and this Roman god. He tried everyone he davened. No, nobody helped. Everyone. Kiven shelo lo klum. Since none of them didn't work, Amar zacharani says to himself, wait, I remember shahaya avi makre osias apasak azeh. I remember my father used to read the following pasuk, Bebeis HaKnesses. I remember from when I was younger, this in shul, I used to remember the pasuk, batsar lecha, when you have tsaris, when you have difficulties, umitzaucho kol advarim haroim ha'ele, ba'achris hayamim, you have difficulties in the end of your days, v'shavta ad Hashem alokecha, you shall repent towards Hashem, v'shamata b'kolo, and you should listen to His voice. Kikel, turning over, rachum Hashem alokecha, Hashem is compassionate, lo yarpacha v'lo yashchisecha, He won't let you loose. He won't destroy you. He won't forget the bris of your forefathers. So says Menashe to himself, hey, can't hurt. I tried everybody else. I can't hurt. So harini el koreoso. He makes God a deal he can't refuse. I'll call Hashem. Im one osi mutav. And if he answers me, wonderful. Then I'll believe. V'im lav. And if he doesn't answer me, hakol apyei shavin. Then it must be he's just like all the other gods. This is the Menashe who says this in public. If God, if you answer me now, then I'll believe it. If not, then you're just like everybody else. So what would you do if you were God? Look at the imagery. The angels started closing the windows. Misatmen esachalonos shelotale tfiloso shel Menashe levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the tefillah shouldn't be able to come in. The imagery, the Chazal say that every Shevet has their own window. Every tribe has another window in Shemayim that their tefillah goes through. And then there's a 13th one, that's the Gerim. It's the Shar HaKolel that they don't, no other Shvatims, they have another window. That's why there's a minhag in some shuls to have 12 windows on the Mizrach side, to symbolize those windows that the tefillahs of the Shvatim go through. So the angels, imagine the scene, Menashe's davening, the angels are up there, the angels are blocking the windows. No, don't let it come, don't let the tefillah come. And the angels say to Hashem, Rabboni shel Olam, Hashem, Adam she'avad avodah zarah, v'hem mitzelam b'heichol, a man who put avodah zarah, he took out the aron, and he put in an avodah zarah in the Kodesh Kadoshim. Atam makablo b'tshuva. Him, you're going to accept his tshuva? And after the deal that he makes, it's not even l'shma. God, you know, I tried everybody else. Nobody else is helping. I might as well try you, God. So Amar Lahan, he says to them, Im eini makablo b'tshuva. Hashem says, if I don't accept his tshuva, ha'ri'ani no'alas adelas b'fnei kol bali tshuva. Then people will hear the story and they'll think that tshuva doesn't help. They'll think they're too far off. Ma'asalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did Hashem do? The angels were blocking the windows. So how could he get it in? Chata lo chatira mitachas kisei HaKavod shelo. He dug a little hole in the bottom of his throne, in the bottom of his kisei HaKavod, v'shamatchinasa, and he accepted his tefillah. So even the angels cannot understand the power of tshuva. They cannot understand what God wants, how God could accept it. But that's what it means, that it's above this world, it's out of this world. It's not based on logic. Many times we look at our past, our near or present, and each of us have different areas where we need to focus on how we need to act in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not looking around at what other people are doing and how other people are dealing with their situations. And we have to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this gift. It's something from before the world was created. Nobody understands it except HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even the angels cannot understand it. This idea as well of tshuva being l'malam in hateva helps explain two other problems. Number one, it's a question that is dealt with by many of the mefarshim. That is, we know tshuva is amazing. Tshuva is wonderful. But let's say somebody is chayiv misas bezdin. Let's say somebody in public, you know, in the days that we had a court, right, a guy is about to be Mechal Shabbos. He's about to go into his car on Shabbos. So two witnesses go over to him and say, if you're Mechal Shabbos, it's chayiv misa, and it's terrible. He says, yes, I know, and I'm doing it anyway. Somebody really ends up being chayiv misa, Mechal Shabbos. Terrible. So this occurs, but before they get the court case going, he does tshuva. He repents. He becomes a big Talmud Chacham. He becomes the Rosh Yeshiva. He's a big Gadol Hadar now. Right? He takes part in all the discussions of the Goli Hadar. And then the Edom get around to coming to Beis Din. They never get to Beis Din. Then they have the whole court case, and he's found guilty. What's the halacha? What's the halacha in that case? What would you say? Postcote. Right? What would you say? What's the halacha in that case? Do we put him to death or do we not put him to death? What's the halacha? It's chayiv misa. Tshuva does not help by chayiv misa's Beis Din. Tshuva doesn't help in that kind of case. And the question is, why not? He's the Gadol Hador. He did tshuva. There's nothing left. Didn't he wipe it out? Why don't we accept tshuva for a chayiv misa's Beis Din? Yeah. What about an Olam Hazeh? What do you mean? We believe that we get a clean slate on Yom Kippur. We believe that if we really decide I'm going to do better and I'm not going to do this, you know, so then...
that's changing our behavior, which is again,
Olam Hazeh. In behavior, in Olam Hazeh. I'm saying, but we could wipe out things from the past. We could wipe out behaviors even in Olam Hazeh.
But doesn't that affect our sharing?
Of course, everything of our Olam Hazeh is, this is the hallway to Olam Haba, but still it affects Olam Hazeh. Yeah. So there are a number of answers given to this question. Again, the question is, why doesn't tshuva work for a chayiv misa's Beis Din? By somebody who's chayiv misa by the courts. So the second answer that you have in front of you, we'll do that one first because Mindy just suggested it, given by the Chida. The Chida is one of the great achronim from the early 1800s, Chaim Yosef David Azulai. Chida, Chaim Yosef David Azulai. The Chida says, because how could we really know if a person is honest and really did tshuva wholeheartedly? Maybe he's doing tshuva because he doesn't want to be killed. Maybe that's why he's doing tshuva. How do we know he's so wholeheartedly? It says the Chida in source 8, and we'll come back to 7 in a minute. The Chida says, Ilu yadu bezdin mabalibo shel adam. If bezdin really knew, could read the heart of a person, fine. Hayu yachon lepotro al smacha tshuva shasa. Bezdin could use this, it's just a technical problem. Beis Din cannot figure out, you know, whether he's truthful. Aval tshuva hu davar hamasur lolev, v'ein Beis Din yodem abaliba shel adam. So you know why tshuva doesn't work by chayiv misa's Beis Din? Because at courts, humans, we can't really know what's in the heart of another person. Okay. That's one suggestion given by the Chida, by one of the Achron. Another idea, going back now to the source number 7, the Nodabi Yehuda, one of the great chief rabbis of Prague. If anybody's been to the Altnai Shul in Prague, they have the Kesser Torah from the time of the Nodabi Yehuda. So he has another suggestion. In a tshuva, the question was, there was a man who had done certain averos, and he asked the Nodabi Yehuda, how many fast days do I have to fast in order to do tshuva? That was the question that he was asked. So first the Nodabi Yehuda says, you're not asking me a halachic question. I'm not used to asking. No, there are certain halachas that are questions that are meta-halachic. The rabbi gets a lot of these questions. You know, many times a rav is asked, and say, maybe at least once every 2-3 weeks, you know, so a woman calls up, you know, I'm pregnant, can I go to such and such, so and can I go to the Beis HaKlaris? That kind of question. Right, well, it comes up many times, or to go to a Levaya, great uncle's Levaya, right? So the answer is that it's not halacha. I can't really answer that. That's meta-halachic. That's the similar kind of question. The Behuda says that, he says, I can't answer that kind of question. He says, in source number 7, on the third line, it's interesting, you can read the whole thing afterwards, feel free. We'll just read this line. Hine hiksha l'shol mimeni, where it's underlined, davar kasha, she'ni raga l'hashiv l'shol mimeni, she'ela b'davar shalucha limso sharish b'divri gemara v'poskim. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that for this aver you have to fast 14 times, and for this one you have to roll around in the snow, and for this one, that type of tshuva repentance, says the Nodabi Yehuda, that's not in the Shulchan Aruch anywhere. So I'm not used to giving those types of answers. So I really cannot give you an answer to the question. But he continues, and along the way he gives an answer to our question, as we'll see. Next paragraph. Elisha Omer Ani calls the Imhaya Hatainis Davar Ma'aki B'tshuva. You'd think that fasting is the ikar part of tshuva, but that's not true. Avo be'emes eina tainis rak davar tafel l'tshuva. Fasting is a secondary aspect of tshuva. The ikar ha-tshuva, what's the ikar point of tshuva? He has yivas achet, leaving the sin. Vidui dvarim b'leiv nishbar, confessing with a broken heart. Charata b'leiv shalem, feeling bad, feeling close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what tshuva is all about, says the Noda Yehuda. And then on line 26, he relates to our question. V'gamze ein safek, bo bizman sha'asanhedrin ha'yanoheg. In the time that our great Sanhedrin was active, im avar al chayvi misos bezdin, if somebody violated one of the chayvi misos, achar ha'asra, after getting warned, af im sho edim vobo lebezdin shodim rabos, even if the witnesses waited many years, like the case that I described, he became the gadol hadar, ubenkach ases et shuva, and between he did shuva, and he fasted, and he did all these things to himself to try to do tshuva. Still, what does it say? What does the Noda Yehuda say? The end of line 29. Vandai, she'ena bezin mashkichan al tshuvaso. Bezin's not going to listen. What? V'sarfin esoklon l'fi erno shachet. Why? Why would bezin do that? See, he says, you know why? Levadai, another very practical reason. Vandai line 31, gzeres akasavu. She'el male kain batlu onshe Torah bechlalan. If you always give in, if everything could get forgiven, then the whole societal law will fall apart. If everyone who's chayvei mises bezdin always knows that they have the out, right? It's like a child. If a child always knows that the parent's going to give in afterwards, then that's it. There's no rules. Says it'll be the same. If the chayvei mises bezdin, the person who's bechal Shabbos, the person who does the avera, always knows that they can do tshuva, then the whole system won't have any teeth. So you have to say that you can't do tshuva on these types of averus. That's the second answer that we have to our question. Again, what's our question? Why is there no tshuva except for chayvei mises bezdin? Number one, because we really can't know what they're thinking. Number that was the chida. That's what Mindy said. Number two, the Noda Yehuda, or else the law wouldn't be one that sticks, because it wouldn't be a deterrent. A third idea, and then the fourth one is going to be the one that we need for us. A third idea. It's also said by the Maharal Prague in source number 9. Give you a mashal. Anybody ever get stopped by a cop? Cop pulls you over and says, "That was a great turn. Here's $50. Ever happened to anybody? Never happened to me. Right? You signaled very nicely. That was very nice changing lanes. Why not? Because Olam Hazeh laws only give punishments. They don't give merits. They don't give prizes. Bezin Shalmala has both. Bezin Shalmala's job is both assays and los assays. They give schar for the assays, reward for the good things, and the opposite for the not good things. But the Olam Hazeh, one second, Olam Hazeh is only for deterrence at keeping society in check. So says the Maharal, and then I'll take your question. Says the Maharal in source number 9, Val yitma ha'adam eizatam yol tshuva achas shekvar chata. Why shouldn't tshuva help in this case? V'harei bebezin shalmata achas she'asa chet shechaye misa av she'anu yodim shekvar shav. Even though we know he did tshuva, eino patur. Why? Because v'davar zeh mipnei she'ein bezdin shalmala v'shalmata shavim. The upper and lower court system of the Jewish people are not the same. The heavenly courts give schar va'onesh. They give rewards and they give punishments. Tshuva is a mitzvah saseh. Tshuva, we do reserve schar, reward for tshuva. No, but there's no schar in this world from the Jewish courts. They don't receive medals. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives out medals. But these worldly courts, they do not give out medals. On the top left of the column, Ava bezer shalamatei mashkichan al zeh v'dardan es ha'adam al hara bilvad. But then we get to our answer. Yeah, but question first. Yeah. It could be. I mean, we believe that ultimate schar. I'm sorry. From Bezdin, HaKadosh Baruch Hashem could do whatever he wants, but from the courts, from the Bezdin, Bezdin is not going to give out.
Bezdin, the heavenly
court? The heavenly courts don't judge us now. I mean, it's the Hashem. We're distinguishing between the court, the Sanhedrin today, like a Bezdin. We don't have a Sanhedrin today, but a Bezdin today, a Jewish court today, doesn't give out prizes for proper behavior. They only have the authority to keep people in check, to make sure people do the right thing. But if they do the right thing, they're not going to give them prizes. So that's only for us, for the heavenly court to take care of. So it says that's the Maharal's idea. But then the Maharal says maybe it's based on our idea that we're talking about. What's the topic of our shiur, the first half of the shiur? Tshuva doesn't make sense. Tshuva is a gift from Hashem. Tshuva was created before the world. Only Hashem knows the answer to tshuva. Even the Malachim don't understand tshuva. That's why Beis Din Shalmata cannot act based on tshuva. Tshuva is just from Hashem. Tshuva is a concept that doesn't really make sense. How could Beis Din act based on tshuva? Based on a person doing tshuva. Says the Maharal at the end of that same piece in source number 9. Ki ha-tshuva, the end of line 8. Ki ha-tshuva shayach al Hashem Yisbarach. Only Hashem can act based on tshuva. Ki mitzad Hashem Yisbarach yi tshuva la-adam lo zula zeklal. It doesn't make sense that you can wipe out your past. You could say, I'm sorry, but that doesn't wipe it out. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only from God, we could have a concept that the past is wiped out. So that's the answer. Why Chai V'Misa's Beis Din cannot have tshuva to wipe out its past. Question? No. And one final point. One final question that is answered based on this idea. That tshuva is a gift from Hashem and only from Hashem. There is a Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, in source number 10. Gemara that we're familiar, many of us, with the concept of this Gemara. Amar of Chris Budai, Amar of Yochanan. Source number 10. Shlosh Hasvarim Niftachan B'Rosh Hashanah. There are three books open on the Day of Judgment, on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shal Rasha'im Gemurim, one of the completely wicked. The Echad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, one of the completely righteous. The Echad Shal Beinonim, and one of the book of the middle people. People in the middle. Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtavim Nechtavim La'alto L'chayim. The completely righteous, Rosh Hashanah is finished. They're signed and they're sealed. Delivered. Signed and delivered. Rosh Hashanah is finished. They don't need Esar Yisrei Tshuva. They are Tzadikim. Rishayim Gemurim, the completely wicked, Rachman al-Itzlan, Nechtav al-Nechtav al-Alto l'Misa, they are immediately sealed to the opposite of Chayim. Beinonim, the ones who are in the middle, the third book, Teluyim ba'omdim, they hang in the balance, May Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom HaKippurim, from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, Zachu Nechtav al-Lachayim, O Zachu Nechtav al-Misa. So you got the three books, Tzadikim, Rishayim, and Beinonim. What's the definition of a tzadik? And a Rasha and a Beinoni. What's the definition? So Rashi says on that Gemara, source 11, Rishayim Gemurim, Ruba Mavonos, majority sins, more sins than mitzvahs. Beinonim, what's a Beinoni? Mechsal Mechsal. Exactly equal, half and half. It's pretty amazing. How many people in the world do you think are Mechsal Mechsal? Exactly the same? How many people have the exactly same mitzvahs and averus? And the Aseret Yemei Teshuva are only for those people. So how many Jews need Aseret Yemei Teshuva? Six. How many in the millions of Jews that we have, Aseret Yemei Teshuva is for the Beinonim. The Aseret Yemei Teshuva is for them? Question. Keep that in mind maybe till the end of the shiur. Hopefully we'll get back to that. But another question. When the Rambam quotes this Gemara in the next source, source number 12, says the Rambam, Kol mi shenicham ala mitzvah she'asa, anybody is upset about the mitzvah that he, actually we don't have to read the whole Rambam. Let's skip to the next page. Let's go to the middle of the Rambam. Ukeshem, second line, third word. Ukeshem, sheshoklin zechuyos adam ba'avonos v'shas misaso, just like a person is judged at the end of his life. Kach b'chol shana v'shana shoklin avonos kol echad v'echad v'boy olam. We are judged each year on Rosh Hashanah, which is in 3 days from now. If anybody's found to be a tzaddik, so he has a chasima for life. Mishanimsa Rasha Nechtam Lamisa. Vahabenoni Tolanoso, a Benoni waits until Yom Kippur. Im Asa Tshuva Nechtam Lachayim. Vimlav Nechtam Lamisa. A Benoni, if he does tshuva, then he gets chayim. And if he doesn't do tshuva, then he does not get chayim. Question on the Rambam, is it anybody have any questions with this Rambam? So there's a question on the Rambam that many of the Mefarshim ask, and that is, what's a Beinoni? Remember, half and half, exactly equal. So what do you have to do, the Rosh Hashanah, to make tshuva? L'chora, what should you have to do? More mitzvos. Just do more mitzvos. Why dafka tshuva? Why do you have to do tshuva for? Just give a lot of tzedakah. give a lot of stock in the regular Aseret Tshuva. Why did the Rambam specifically says, if you do Tshuva, you're going to win? What do you mean if you're going to win? If you do any more, if you do more mitzvahs than Averos, you're going to win. Doesn't that make you a tzaddik? Why does the Rambam specifically say, if you do Tshuva, then you're going to be Nechtam L'chaim? Get many answers given to this question. But one very insightful answer, which when you hear it, you're like, yeah, of course that's the answer. Says the Emek Bracha, Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Let's say this year, this coming year, Be'ez Hashem, 4 days from now, Rosh Hashanah is going to be the first of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. What year is that? What year is the Aseret Yemei Tshuva? Is it going to be in? Tav Shin Samach Ches. So what? Tav Shin Samach Ches, but aren't we trying to help out from Tav Shin Samach Zion? How could those 10 days help us? Those 10 days of the foul, the year's finished. The year's finished. So how do you affect? How do those 10 days have any effect for what you did? Says the Emek Bracha. That's why it's got to be tshuva, because only tshuva could go backwards. More mitzvahs is going to be for Tav Shin Samach Ches the following year. Only, says the Emek Bracha, only tshuva goes backwards. It could wipe out averos from the previous year. Now you have more mitzvahs. So the Emek Bracha of Parmanchik says in 13, Nir Lani Yez Daiti Pashut, it's simple. Had to be in Anasu Tshuva, Hayne Mitzad Atzmo. Why? Barash Hashanah, let's see where the key line is. Okay, I'm going to have to read it inside. But it says the Emek Bracha, that's the answer. Again, because Tshuva is the only thing that can go backwards. More mitzvahs? Okay, I get a schus for today. That's the following year. Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Because things that I do now can even take away things from before the year. So this was all point one of two. And that is, tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity. It doesn't really make sense. We don't have a parallel in the human relationship world. Because anytime, as I mentioned, anytime if something happens to us, so we always remember it. We always hold a grudge, even though we don't like to hold grudges, and we're not supposed to hold grudges, but, you know, we remember things. It can never be the same. It can never be the same. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it could be even better than before. It could be better than before, the Chazal tell us. So it's a special gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzido. We should realize that opportunity. So now let's talk about us. What does Tshuva mean from our point of view? Again, in Machshava terms, what is our responsibility? So there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara Rosh Hashanah in source number 14, where Reb Yitzchak tells us, "Arba dvarim mekarin gzardino shel adam." Four things are able to rip up an evil decree. Four things: Elohim, tzedakah, charity; tzaka, screaming, prayer; shinui hashem, changing one's name. We'll see what that means. Vishini ma'isa, and changing your actions. Those four things. Charity, tzedakah, tefillah, shinu Hashem, shinu Maisa. And the Gemara goes on to give psukim as the source for each of these. So on the surface, these seem to be four different avenues to break up a gzeira. It's very different. Giving tzedakah and davening and changing your actions and changing your name, it's four different ideas. But maybe if we analyze it a little deeper, we could see that really it's one underlying theme. It's really one idea, and there are four ways to get to that idea. Four ways to, about tshuva, the theme of tshuva, what it requires of us. Shinui Maisa, let's take that one first. Shinui Maisa, changing our actions. What does Shinui Maisa mean? Literally, changing one's actions. So Rashi says, Shinui Maisa, source 15, Shinui Maisa, Pirish Rashi, the Ritva quotes Rashi, Shav Mi Raso. You stop doing bad. That breaks up the Gzar Din. Says the Ritva. That's what the Gemara means by changing your actions? You stop the Averis? That's obvious. That's not changing your actions. That's stopping something that you have to stop anyway. But Lo Nihira, says the Ritva, I don't like that. Dahab Shita, that's obvious. Shem Eino Shav Midrachav, if you don't do tshuva from your evil ways, Ketoba V'sheres Biyado, it's as if you're going into the mikvah holding on to a dead insect. So you're still Tameh. Why? So it doesn't. Of course you have to stop doing your evil actions. She'ein Moa Lo Shem Tshuva. So that can't be what the Gemara means by saying Shinui Maisa, stop doing your your averos. V'hanachon, says the Ritva, no, it's deeper than that. She'afilu maisim shel rishus, she'enam hagunim ksas humishane. Even gray area actions, which we could sometimes rationalize. Is it really, does it say this in Shulchan Aruch that this is wrong? Is it really, I'm tired, I need to relax a little bit. Is it so bad? Tell me where, it doesn't really say this anywhere. It's those gray areas. Says the Ritva, that's what Shini Maisa means. Of course, the Averis we know for sure. But we all have our gray areas. We all know where we try to push the limit a little bit in all different areas of our life. Says the Ritva, that's Shini Maisa. Shini Maisa means even from those gray areas, we make sure that we don't play games. And we say that if my so-and-so was here, I wouldn't be doing this. And if, remember, I think I've quoted this before, I remember my first year in Eretz Yisrael. Remember, I still remember it, the learning with my chavrusa in the morning, and they were coming around with a video camera, because they were taking a video to show at the dinner that year, some shalavim. So they were coming around to dinner. When the video camera was on you, you were learning. You weren't schmoozing with your friends. You weren't doing something else. When the video camera was on, you were learning. I remember I said to my chavrusa at the time, I was like, imagine if you thought the video camera was always on. Imagine if we thought that all of our actions were going to be broadcast at the Super Bowl. Our life would be broadcast in front of 80 million people. Would we act many times in the ways we act? In the privacy of our own home, in the privacy, in front of my own television? Would I be watching all these things that's if everybody else knew what I was watching, if everybody knew what I was reading, if everybody else knew what I was eating, how I was eating, what I was wearing, what I was eating. I mean, we all have different things that we have to do. So says the Ritva, that's Shini Maisa. Changing the gray areas. Klomar, look at the end of the second line, Shehu Adam Acher Lagamre. You're a different person. That's the key with Shini Maisa. It's not just changing an action. It's becoming a different personality. Becoming a different person. That's Shini Maisa. Rav Kook says in Source 16, and this is just a one nice one-liner, if you ever just like a nice Dvar Torah just to have, it can be said many a time. We say in Avinu Malkeinu, Hachzireinu b'tshuva shleima lefanecha. And Hashem, return us in tshuva shleima. Complete tshuva. So says Rav Kook, what's tshuva shleima? Shleima. Tshuva, what's tshuva shleima? So says Rav Kook, you have to look at the next line in Avinu Malkeinu. Shalach Refua Shalema L'chol Yamecha. What's Refua Shalema? Says Rav Kook, if you go to a doctor and the doctor only treats the symptoms and doesn't get to the root disease, then the patient is not going to be cured. Refua Shalema, says Rav Kook, is when you have an insightful doctor who can get to the root disease and wipe it out so that the symptoms then go away. That's Refua Shalema. Says Rav Kook, that's tshuva shleima as well. It's not focusing on a bunch of actions of ours. That's not what Shini Maisa is, says Rav Kook. Tshuva shleima means we change who we are. We become a different person. Hachzireinu b'tshuva shleima lefanecha. We become different people. That's Shini Maisa. Shini Hashem. What's Shini Hashem? Literally changing a name. So again, this is the makar, which many have the custom of. If somebody is sick, they add on a name. They add on Raphael, Chaim, any other name that is added on. I gave you the Shulchan Aruch and your idea. Quotes the Minhag that some have. So what does that mean? It's Shini Hashem. It's magic. You change a person's name and the Gzeira was supposed to be on one person, not on the other person. So says the Ran, it's different. It's something deeper. The Ran in Source 18, unlike the fifth line that's underlined, the time of Demilsa, Deshini Hashem Gorem Lo La'asos Tshuva. When I have a different name, that causes me to do tshuva. How? Sheyomar Belibo Eini Oso Ha'isha Ha'isi Kodem Lachein. I'm a different person now. I'm not the same person who I was yesterday. I'm a different person. Shini Hashem means I'm a different person. Not just with a different name. So it's the same thing as Shini Maisa. Shini Maisa, what did the Ritva say? You become a different person. That's what Shini Hashem is as well. Shini Hashem and Shini Maisa. So far we have two out of four. That the root idea is becoming a different person. Even the next two could be explained in this vein, though we have to think a little bit more about this. Tsa'aka. Tsa'aka, crying, davening. Davening, how does davening connect to that? Davening also changes the Gzar Din. Rabbi Yosef Albo, in the Sefer Hikarim, one of the Rishonim, asks the major philosophical question that was dealt with in the medieval period. And that is, what's the point of prayer? God knows what I want. God knows what I need. And therefore, if it's supposed to happen, so then why do I need to pray? If I'm supposed to get the... I'm supposed to win the lottery. So if I'm going to win the lottery, I don't need to pray. If I'm not supposed to win the lottery, then not. Who am I kidding? How does prayer get me to win the lottery? Ask the Sefer Ikarim. The Ibnigzar in Source 19... There are those that doubt the power of prayer. Some of them just forget God because of this question. I don't understand it. Does God decree something or not on a person? And if I'm supposed to get this, then I don't need prayer. And if it's not supposed to happen to me, I'm changing God. Prayer could change God. I didn't know God could change. So when I pray, I'm changing God. And that, says Rabbi Yosef Albo, led people off the derech. God can't change. We believe God doesn't change. So what happens with prayer? You can't change God. Says the Sefer HaYikarim. You're right, you can't change God. The point of prayer is not to change God, but it's to change man. After I daven, I'm a different person than before I davened. That is why every couple of hours, we have to recharge our batteries. It's like we're cell phones, right? We get it on low battery. We start blinking, right? We start blinking before mincha time, right? We start blinking, and we wake up in the morning. We're on low battery. I forgot. I don't remember constantly atachonin liadam das. I don't remember constantly borich aleinu as hashana hazos. Right, you're in charge of my parnasa. You're in charge of kibbutz galias. I forgot what the goals of life are. So after I daven, I remember them again, and I become a different person after I daven. And therefore, says Rabbi Yosef Abel beautifully, the gzera was on Rosner A, but now I'm Rosner B. So in Mela, there's no gzera on me anymore, because you're a different person after you daven. That's how tefillah works. Rav Hirsch even points out that, right, to daven, what do we say? What's the verb to daven? We say lehis palel. It's reflexive. Lehis, we rethink about ourselves. Right, the reflexive tense. It's not lepalel. There's a word vayipalel in Tehillim. But the way we say it is vayis palel, lehis palel, because it's palels to judge. So we judge ourselves. We make sure we're on the right course. We make sure we're in the right mode of thinking. And after we daven, we're a different person. Rav Hirsch even has the amazing line, I think I might have mentioned this once before also, the less we want to daven, the more we need to daven. Because sometimes we're not in the mood, so that means we really need to daven. Because that's the purpose of davening, is to get us, it's not just to say truths, you know, that we know already, it's to inculcate those truths into us. The less we need to daven, the less we want to daven, the more we need to daven. That's what Rav Hirsch says. So tsa'aka, so what is tefillah? Becoming a different person. So that's three. Shinui maisa, we started off that also, becoming a different person. Even the gray area, says the Ritva. Shini Hashem, the Ran says, a different person. Sefer Ikarim, davening. And even sadaka. Maybe even sadaka. Says the Sefer Achinuch. What is the purpose of giving tzedakah? Shorish HaMitzvah. The root of the mitzvah, sheratza hakel yozbruv milumadim umurgalim b'midas hachesed v'harachamim. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, tzedakah is not just to give, but tzedakah is about becoming givers. Tzedakah is about becoming people who always give. That's in our inherent nature. But, you know, it is something that we try to do more of. And the more we give tzedakah, we become nosdim. We're not just doing actions. We're not just giving, but we are becoming givers. That's the purpose of tzedakah. Rabbeinu Bachai even says in source 21, Kama gadol ha-to'elus shemagia el ha-ashim in ha-ani. The rich person gets more from the poor person when you give tzedakah. Because you know, in lo tzedakah, yosir min ha-to'elus shemagia la-ani min ha-ashir. More than the poor person gets from the rich person. The giver gets more than the receiver. Because the giver becomes a giver. And becomes more of a giver. It doesn't just give him money. Right now, I just received money. But the giver has received a different personality. He's received that he's become closer in imitating God. Because that's God is the Nosein HaTzdaka. It says the Rabbeinu Bachai in the Karakemach, that is what Tzedakah is all about. So really, all four, though the Gemara seems to say there are four different avenues to rip up a Gzar Din, really all four, Shini Hashem, Shini Maisa, Sa'aka, and Sadaka, are really at root the same idea. Becoming different people. Becoming a new me. Becoming somebody who uses the opportunity of tshuva to have a clean slate to become a different person. Maybe we could even, and with this we'll finish up before we summarize, we can even come back to a question we asked earlier in the shiur and come up with a little different answer though, based on this last point. We asked earlier, remember the Beinoni question? First of all, the question is, all of Aseres Yimei Tshuva just for six people in the whole world? How many people are exactly half and half in the whole world? And also, why did the Rambam say Asa Tshuva? Why did the Rambam say Asa Tshuva? It should be, you do any mitzvahs. So says the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, it's quoted here in the Sifsei Chaim, or Chaim Friedlander, maybe there's a different definition to Beinoni and Tzaddik and Rasha. It doesn't mean you have exactly the same amounts. Because there's another Gemara. The Gemara in source 22 is quoted. Rabbi Yossi Yeglili Omer, Tzadikim Yetzer Tov Shoftan. A Tzadik, the Yetzer Tov is Shofet him, judges him. We'll explain in a second. Rishayim Yetzer Hara Shoftan. A Rasha, his Yetzer Hara is Shofet him, judges him. And a Beinoni Zevezeh Shoftan. A Beinoni is judged by both the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. What does that mean? What do you mean Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara? Explains the Gra. What's a tzaddik? Nobody's perfect. We all have mishaps and mistakes. A tzaddik is somebody who basically does the right thing. Basically does mitzvahs. Basically always does mitzvahs. Okay. Not everybody's perfect. Didn't have a perfect kavana by this bracha. He stepped on this person's toes. Nobody's perfect. But a tzaddik is somebody who's guided by his Yetzer Tov. That's what a tzaddik is. A Rasha? A Rasha is somebody who's guided by his Yetzer Hara. Okay, everybody does some mitzvahs. You know, you can't not do any. You have to be a something. You'll do something good. But basically, you don't do good things. Basically, Yetzer Hara Shoftan. That's a Rasha. What's a Beinoni? A Beinoni is somebody who doesn't have a clear personality. A Beinoni is somebody who's confused. A Beinoni is somebody, I don't have a Netiyah. I don't have I usually do this. Sometimes I'm like this, and sometimes I'm like that. You know, it depends on the day, it depends on my mood, it depends on how spiritually uplifted I feel or how spiritually depressed I feel. It depends. I'm a Beinoni. I don't have the Yetzer Hara or the Yetzer Tov winning. And Rava says in the fourth line, we're all Beinoni. That's what a Beinoni is, and that's what a Aseres Yimei Tshuva is for. What's a Beinoni? It's for everybody. Most of us in the world need a Aseres Yimei Tshuva because we are not the personality of a tzaddik or a rasha, but we're beinonim. So when the Rambam says, kisha'asa tshuva, it means you have to do tshuva. What does that mean? You have to become a tzaddik. We have to make ourselves into types of people who are guided by the Yetzer Tov. We're not going to be perfect. We know that. But at least we can be guided by the Yetzer Tov. That's what a beinoni and a tzaddik and a rasha is. Not exactly how we understood Rashi before, but it's a much more general interpretation based on what we just said, what Shuv is all about becoming different personalities. So we've seen, just to close and to summarize, Mitzad Echad on the first half of the Shir, Shuv is the gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't make sense in this world logic. It was created before the world, along with Gan Eden and Gehenim and Beis HaMikdash and Shmo Shem Mashiach. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands it. The Malachim can't even understand it. They didn't want to let Menashe's Tshuva get in. Hashem dug the hole underneath the Kizi HaKavod to let him in. And That is why, one of the reasons that the Beis Din Shel Matzah cannot act based on Tshuva. Because they can't. Zechai B'Mises Beis Din. We gave a number of answers. One of them is, it's only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it can work backwards. Right? That's why Asar Yisrael Tshuva can even undermine and clean up the Averis from the previous year. So Mitzad Hashem, it's a gift. And it's beyond, it defies logic. What do we have to do? That's God's gift. But our responsibility is to become different people. Through Sa'aka, through Tefillah, and Tzedakah, right? We get more envelopes in these weeks than we get any other time of year. So we have to think about when we have to become givers. We can't just give. We have to become givers. Tzedakah, Tza'aka, Shini Maisa, Shini Hashem. Finding those gray areas that we all have in our life. Trying to make sure that we have clarity and we become those different personalities. We have to make sure we don't let the opportunity go by. Again, it's in the Bria, it's in the Teva of the Bria. Hashem is waiting for us. We know Chazal tell us, Dirshu Hashem Bihimaso, over the next 10 days, starting from Rosh Hashanah, he's close. He's close, he's not up in Shemayim, he comes all the way down, he's waiting for us, he's here for us. So we have special abilities and power during this time of year. So Be'ez Hashem, let us all try to use the opportunity to come close to him, to improve in all the respective areas where we have to improve on. And Be'ez Hashem, we should have a Shana of Nachas, and Simcha, and Brius, and Shalom al Yisrael.